Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Russia says it will keep decreasing its holdings of U.S. securities in response to new sanctions. According to the Russian finance minister, Anton Siluanov, the country will increasingly use the ruble and other currencies, including the euro, rather than the U.S. dollar in its settlements. The U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Russia over the poisoning of a double agent and his daughter in Britain months ago. The UK claims that Russia was behind the poisoning of Sergei and Yulia Skripal. Russia denies this. I'd like to welcome Greg Simons, author and researcher to the program. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, what do you make of all this? First of all, why do you think that the U.S. imposed sanctions against Russia at this point in time? And I also want to talk to you about Russia's response.
Okay, it does seem a little odd, the timing, insofar it's quite a delayed response to an accused or a possible event. This seems to be indicative of this clash between the executive and the legal branches of government, because on the one hand, you've got Trump and his administration saying they're doing something, which is not in line with this, and then you've got the bureaucratic federal administration, which is doing something else, and they've been quite active in pursuing these Russia sanctions. So this could be a result of some kind of internal dispute which has been resolved, and then it's come to this.
And now what, with Russia talking about its response decreasing U.S. securities, is it really going to have an effect on Washington?
Well, I doubt if it will have much of an effect. It's symbolic, but it's been something which Russia, not to mention China, have been doing or thinking about doing for some time. So this gives the occasion which they actually declare and then maybe carry out this idea. I mean, this is part of the strategy within the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and also entities like BRICS to try and break the stranglehold of the U.S. dollar on international trade.
Thank you so much for being with us, Greg Simons, author and researcher out of Sweden.